Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Feed update for July 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, I've got two people. Liana, as always, on a Saturday. How you doing, Liana?
I am great. Brent may be here, but I'm going to show you that I'm nobody's goon, and I'm excited. I would use, I don't know, Robot Taryn. Is that your other name? Otherwise, I just call you Taryn. You don't have a Swaggy C Chris equivalent, I suppose.
Biscuit B, I think, is the... the term. Is also with me, my own biscuit bee, Brent Walgemon. How you doing, Brent?
Hey, yo, sis. How you doing?
Well, I mean, that's a Liana. That's for Liana, Taryn. That's not for you.
Okay,
yeah. Drag queen. Yes, girl.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that's been going down on the feeds yesterday. And we've got some stuff to talk about. Because there's a new crap app, a new power app, some new nominations, and some new plans and some new threats and all sorts of stuff. So lots to get into here. To start the day, we did get this new power app. Haley, of all people, got the crap app this time. I was somewhat surprised, especially given the amount of screen time she got in the most recent episode.
I was absolutely baffled. How is it not Angela? I know Vegas tweeted that Angela was going to be second, I guess, like the runner up to getting the crap app. But I could not fathom this.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I don't really know how this works. I mean, I can kind of understand Angela because she was such a presence in the first episode that I'm sure that like lots of the casual viewers who can't keep track of 14 different people anyway are like, well, we remember Angela, the one that feuded with Swaggy. But like, what about all these other people? Like, the people that I can't even remember to name right now.
Right. Well, and the thing is that, you know, given who got the power app, we know that the Twitterverse and the superfans must have some effect on what's happening. And for Haley to end up in the bottom is just honestly unfathomable to me. I was just absolutely incredulous. Somebody called me out for that was my word of the day yesterday, apparently. But I was incredulous that she got the crap app because she's not unpopular. We are talking about her and I do stan her. So I don't understand how that happened, but whatever. Apparently she has some read it punishment. That's the crap app she chose. And if one of you can explain that to me, I would be much obliged.
Well, from the way I understand it, she has to read Hamlet in a British accent from time to time. That's what I saw. I have no confirmation, but if so, that is the most educational thing to ever happen on Big Brother, probably ever.
Yes. According to what Vegas was tweeting about the votes, Rockstar managed to go from bottom of the pack to middle of the pack. And I assume that's entirely based on feed votes because she was barely on the show. So I think there is some level of influence that the feeder votes have here. And considering the fact that everyone was concentrating their votes on Bailey, if they wanted somebody on that sort of Faute side to get it, I guess that's probably like none of the feeders were voting for Haley because they all were voting for Bailey instead, or Rockstar. Winston surprisingly was in second place, according to Vegas, which I assume comes entirely from the casual viewers. So, I think there's a decent amount of influence the feeders have.
Mm. Yeah. go ahead.
The other thing to think about is, you know, how the votes, because it's not just an A or B choice. It's not binary. Taryn, I'm sure you appreciate that. You have this whole array of choices. And so how the votes are going to break down could vary depending on who's splitting votes, you know, sort of like, you know, Alyssa Riley situation that we had previously where, you know, she was getting all the votes. But then when the other fans coalesced to vote her up on the block, that's what happened. So we could have some sort of weird voting split happening here.
Yeah, yes. Good point.
All right. Well, so Haley got this Reddit power app. But as I've been talking about, Bailey received the power app, and it is pretty powerful. I believe the identity theft power.
Yes.
That's what I've heard. And it allows her to change the nominations of the HOH right before the ceremony without anyone knowing who it was that changed them. And then I also heard that the HOH is not allowed to say that these were not their nominations, which makes no sense to me because like that's not gonna work. There is no scenario, unless it's somebody like Fessy who just has no idea how to do anything. I believe she also mentioned that they would be told that a power was used, and then nominations that are completely out of character that the HOH did not say they were gonna do, and then the HOH is gonna soon be like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Can't say anything. Like everyone's gonna know that some kind of power was used and that the HOH was not responsible. I don't understand the rule.
I think, Liana, that there are two things happening here. I think, as I tweeted about, I think production will just put the fear of God in these people. Like, you know, if you don't go along with this, you know, you risk being evicted and you risk your stipend money. You must own these nominations as your own. You can't even hint about that, the fact that these weren't your nominations. I think that given that all of this cast is a newbie, they might actually get away with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible, although I'm just picturing different situations where, let's say for some reason, you know, Brett and Winston both stay. Brett, you know, is HOH, and then the nominations are switched. From what I understand, Bailey switches them right before the nomination ceremony. So then, you know, Brett goes up there, turns the key, and is like, I've nominated, turns Winston and Angela, and well, then is like, I nominated you for reasons? Like, I don't know.
I think what's going to happen is, you know, that moment when everybody's outside and the HOH goes up to, you know, pick the keys out of the case and put two keys in the key box. I think at that point, Big Brother will come on the intercom. Again, this is speculation on my part, but just based on what I've seen happening before, Big Brother will come on the intercom, inform the HOH, a power has been used against you. Your nominations have already been predetermined by somebody else in the house who used this power. However, it's an identity theft power, and thus you must claim these nominees as your own. You can't even hint about it. Now, the studious player, somebody who knows what they're doing, i.e. not Fessy, would be able to, you know, at a later point, 5 minutes later, say, look, guys, you know, these are my nominations, you know, but of course, it's the summer of powers are in play, wink, wink. You know, I mean, there are ways you can get your message across, as Taryn noted, without actually saying anything. So I think that's probably the most likely course. And they just want a little bit of good television. If you can give them good television for a little while, they'll let you get away with anything.
I wonder if, because obviously, we're hearing the rules secondhand from Bailey. I wonder if like they're not allowed to say they're not their nominations during the ceremony, but then afterward can explain it. So like they get their TV moment, they get people like what, like confronting them in the next episode. And then if they're not, they probably just want that like 30-second scene before the person is like, look, it wasn't me. because it's just like the idea that somebody would have to be like, well, I nominated you because I guess I just secretly hate you. They're not going to be like, it's just not going to, you can't convince, right. You can't
the
force
important
somebody.
Thing,
yeah.
Right. The important thing to keep in mind is that the HOH, the actual HOH, the usurped HOH will have the ability, Liana, to control the renom. So that is important. She doesn't have all, as I've tweeted about, all of these powers have a but to them. Yes, you control the initial slate of nominees, but you do not control the renom if the veto is used. And that could really put a crimp in whatever Bailey's plans are whenever she decides to use this power.
Right, exactly. And the other thing to note is that Bailey has the opportunity to use this up until 8 people are left in the house, I think, which is crazy considering that's, I think, only 1 week longer than Tyler's power is going to last, because he said he had 2 months. He got his last week. So now he only has 7 weeks left. So really, it's just insane. The thing is that I'm, you know, let's just hope there's no crap bapageddon where all of these powers start to cancel each other out, right? I just have this wonderful scenario where it's like, okay, Bailey tries to switch the nominations and Tyler's one of them, but he's in the cloud. And then later in the week, Sam saves them. I don't think it's going to happen, but it, definitely these powers have the ability to sort of cancel each other out.
Yeah. It's important to note that, as Brent said, that the HOH will control the replacement nominee. So it's pretty vital that you, similar to Tyler's power, like, you keep this a secret, because if the HOH knows that you changed their nominations, they won't be too pleased about it. And if a veto is, if any kind of veto is used, which chances are a veto would be used, considering you got at least 3 people in the HOH, in the veto competition, competing to want to use it. Not to mention the fact that if they get house guest choice, they would choose people that would also use it. They would definitely want to use the replacement nominee on the person that that changed their nominations. Unfortunately, as we'll talk about, Bailey did end up telling Fessy, and Fessy will probably end up telling other people eventually as well.
Maybe not, though. I have a little bit of faith in him, Liana. I do think that he will keep his mouth shut on this one. I think he's learning the game. A little slow at first, but he's picking it up, and he realizes that, you know, because he was the one who said, you know, do not tell Scotty, because she was going to tell Scotty at first. She was going to sit Fessy and Scotty down and tell them both. And he's like, look, I wouldn't tell Scotty if I were you. Like, let's just keep it between us. I do think that they are going to be not an romantic item moving forward, but I do think that they are going to be loyal allies moving forward. And so I am hopeful that he does not open his mouth to one Caitlin.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, was the fact that Fessy was the one who was suggesting that Bailey shouldn't tell other people. So it was really interesting seeing that come from him. And I think I've seen inklings of him slightly becoming more aware of the other social dynamics in the house, and the fact that, you know, Caitlin is somebody who will go and will tell things to other people. He's learning that it's important to keep things to himself. That being said, he's just slightly more intelligent than a pet rock. So I don't know if he's really going to be able to keep it to himself. But yeah, I mean, actually, Brent, I agree with you. I have high hopes that he will at least, in the meantime, keep it to himself. But yeah, just to talk about in terms of Bailey telling somebody, because I was like, oh my gosh, girl, keep this to yourself. But she just lost Swaggy. So she is really, I think, feeling alone and was looking for somebody that she could tell about this power. Now, why she chose Fessy, that I still don't 100% understand. But that's the way it went down.
By the way, I will also say, oh, just really quickly, that Bailey's power, as long as it remains secret, I do not think that Tyler's power can defend against it, because her nominations would happen in secret. I mean, there would be no inkling. It would be like, as you say, if Brett was the HOH, if he survives this week and goes up to make his nominations, Tyler would have no inkling. He would have no reason to sit in the cloud for nominations. And I don't know. I'm looking around the Big Brother house. I don't see a cloud. Is there a cloud that I'm missing? Perhaps there's not, right?
They'll probably just put one there. It's like,
I'm excited.
All right, fine. Yeah. Well, obviously that's going to happen for the nomination ceremony. And at that point, there's no point in time where he would know to do that. So as long as it remains secret, I think that she can probably get Tyler if she wants to.
Well, oh yeah. I mean, regardless of if it remains secret, it's almost as though this power was specifically designed to screw Tyler's power over, because not only does he have to know about being nominated ahead of time, but again, it's useless for the initial nomination ceremony anyway. He has to use it on the veto ceremony. Otherwise, he's just as vulnerable. It's basically like he doesn't know it's coming. And Bailey's power can only be used at the initial nomination ceremony, where Tyler's power is useless. So definitely considerably better than Tyler's power. But here's my prediction for what's going to happen in terms of like where this, information goes, because Bailey told Fessy, she told Fessy not to tell anyone. But I think Haley gonna bat her eyelashes, especially if the power is used and Haley's like, how did this happen? And Fessy's like, I don't know.
But that's fine.
But that's when she needs to keep it a secret the most, because that's when the HOH will be targeting her because she used the power. At which point, Haley will find out. Haley will tell Rockstar. Rockstar will tell Caitlin. Caitlin will tell Tyler. And then Tyler will tell the HOH and, you know, so on and so forth.
I mean, look, I don't know if there's any reason to target somebody who's already used the power against you, I suppose, but there's just as much reason to target everybody else in that flipping alliance. I mean, if I'm looking at Bailey and I know she used the power against me and she screwed with my nominees and we've got the veto and now I get a chance to name a replacement nominee, I'm not necessarily going to seek vengeance at that point. I might actually go after a bigger target. And why would you want to screw with the person who screwed with your nominations in the first place, just so there's no hanky panky that happens?
I feel like that's the greatest, you know, quote unquote reason to put somebody on the block that there ever has been. Like, you directly clearly coming for me by changing my nominations. You're putting up my allies. I'm assuming
everybody
is going to want her up.
Everything's out in the open with these people. Like, they know that there's basically two sides of the house. There's like one or two people in the middle, but you know, like the people on the left know that the people on the right are with the people on the right and vice versa. Liana, would you agree? Whose side do you take? Break the tie.
I think in my opinion, it depends on what the motives of the HOH are going to be, because if it's somebody who plays super emotionally, Winston. I can see him being like, Bailey's going to change my nomination. It's like, I gotta put her on the block. And so, of course, like, he's just completely blinded by the fact that this is somebody who ruined his nomination. So, of course, he has to put her up. But if it's somebody who can think more strategically and say, okay, look, she's already used her power. Okay, so we know that she's not going to be able to do it again. Let's get out somebody who is a comp beast, or, you know, whatever other sort of more logical criteria they might be going after. So I think it really depends on who is HOH. I think also, because she can use it up until eight people left, the dynamics have a chance to really shift. I mean, we're already seeing things sort of start to move around. And so, you know, the fact that there are two clear sides of the house, I don't know how much longer that's going to stay the case.
Yeah, I mean, I find it difficult to the only scenario I can see where they wouldn't want to replace Bailey as the in one of the nomination chairs is if they had already told the person that they were nominating, like, you are my target, I plan on nominating you, and then their nominations get changed and that person now already knows that they were coming for them, so they need to continue on with that plan. But it's just like, if that hadn't happened, it seems unlikely that Bailey would not become a target.
Right. It's certainly possible. But, you know, honestly, Taryn, this is what we like. We like the fact that these people are a little bit messy, that they make plenty of mistakes. I mean, I've been tearing my hair out over the mistakes that have been happening over the past 48 hours. But nevertheless, I'm having such a great time with this season. So I'm like, c'est la vie at this point. As long as it's fun, I'm here for it.
Yes, I will say, I did speak too soon. I said I was enjoying this twist, that it wasn't terrible yet. I do feel like this power is definitely a misstep in my eyes. It worked out because somebody in the minority got it. However, in the first two votes, somebody in the majority got it. And if they had happened to choose identity theft, this would have been terrible. This is battle of the block kind of thing, where if somebody in the majority has this power, they can essentially negate an underdog HOH win by putting up two people from the minority. Even if they replace it with somebody from the majority, the majority has the votes to send the minority home. And I don't like this. I feel like messing with the nominations is bad. I think it's going to work out because of the specific circumstances of who got this power and where they sit in the house right now. But hey, Bailey could end up in the majority in a couple of weeks and then have this power at final eight and totally ruin the next underdog uprising. So not a big fan of this power myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly in comparison to the other powers that we've seen so far, this one definitely is probably the most powerful. It would be really interesting to know what the other two are, because I don't know. Is this the last week that we're going to have the power apps in play? So yes. We'll never know what the other ones are.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, maybe Big Brother Production also never knew what the other ones are. So we'll never, no one will ever know.
Shade.
Yes. So there we go. Bailey has this power. JC is going to spend a lot of time on Scotty over the course of the day, trying to convince him to not make this big move, not target the bros, and instead try to target Rockstar. But Scotty is just not going to have it, Liana.
Yeah, this was really funny. These conversations that JC has with Scotty throughout the course of the day, because it starts with JC really trying to push Rockstar. And then because Scotty, through seemingly doing very little, just sort of sitting there being like, well, you know, let me lay out one or two points. JC, especially the second conversation, just like completely flips and is like, oh, yeah, no, you're right. We definitely need Brett to go. Brett to go. So that was pretty funny. The other thing is that JC kept saying, you know, but honestly, I just feel like Rockstar is targeting you because honestly, and I was like, I feel like if you have to keep saying honestly, you're probably not being honest. And Scotty should pick up on that. But yeah, Scotty was stonewalled and just wasn't going to let JC influence him.
Yeah, two reasons. Honestly, because he noticed that this was the name that everybody was saying. And it did seem fishy to him at one point, Taryn, where Scotty was thinking, you know, like, I love Tyler. Everybody's been saying Rockstar, you know, that seems sort of odd, but I didn't really see him go much further down that line of thought. But the one thing he did concentrate on was, look, if all these people really want Rockstar and they do not trust her, then that's somebody else who's in front of me as a target. I know Rockstar is not targeting me, even though JC says that Rockstar is targeting Scotty. Scotty knows that that is not true, or suspects that that is not true. And he's like, look, as long as Rockstar's here, you know, all of these other people will go after Rockstar, and then I don't have to worry. Why am I going to do other people's dirty work and then be vulnerable myself? And that's a savvy Big Brother play. By the way, I have never been so wrong about a player in my life as Scotty, honestly, because I couldn't stand him when he came in the house. And I'm not just sucking up to him because of these nominations. I love the fact that, because he's had to hold his own, Taryn, against some very, I wouldn't say formidable competition, but Tyler is persuasive, and there have been, and JC is not a slouch. I've called him, you know, replacement level plus. And I think that, you know, it's not easy when you have when you don't know. It's, you know, we're sitting on the outside. We know all of what's going on. He does not know all of what's going on, but he's been able to deduce what the correct move is by using all the pieces and putting them together. And I think that's pretty cool.
So if Scotty had wanted to put up Bailey and
as
Fessy,
I said,
and Tyler was trying to convince him otherwise, you would have been equally proud of him for standing his ground.
I said. Equally proud, I don't know, but as I said yesterday, there is an argument to be made that he should have just gone with the level six side of the alliance, planted a flag over there, and, you know, gotten out Rockstar and faded back into the background and hope that when level six implodes, he can ride with Tyler. But I said the reason I didn't like that plan was because, as you agreed with me, that Tyler is not as loyal to Scotty as Scotty is loyal to Tyler, and that's why that wouldn't work.
Well, I don't think Scotty is that loyal to Tyler. I think they're both pretty equally unloyal to each other. But yeah, I mean, I think that there are arguments either way for Scotty. And I think that the problem with Scotty's current move right now is that a lot of these Fauté people still don't trust him. Rockstar, Haley, these people are still talking about like, well, Scotty's still playing us. He's still like, he's playing our side. Tyler's playing the other side.
Dumb
like,
boat.
Yeah. They do not trust Scotty. They're not going to ever bring Scotty into their side. Whereas Tyler genuinely, I think, would take Scotty onto his sort of like breakaway alliance from the level six.
Leon, I feel like they do like Scotty, but they're very confused at what happened with this vote. I mean, and I still think that this is so silly on Scotty's part. I don't know what he's trying to do. He should just say, look, I wore Swaggy's t-shirt. You know, I wanted to honor him, but in the end, I had to vote him out because I wanted to preserve my place. I could never have predicted that I would win HOH, which I'm sure is what's going through his mind. He was totally prepared for one side or the other to win HOH, and he wanted to be covered basically on both sides, either to frame Haley or not. And then he went and won HOH. So it's like, who cares about that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, OK, so I understand the initial concept between him sort of hedging his bets. But then when he wins HOH, he has to pick a side. And instead of, you know, going with level six, because that's, you know, he voted for Swaggy to go, he should have doubled down on level six and stayed close to Tyler. Instead, now he goes and sort of flips back to trying to now go with the other side of the house. But they're so confused about the vote, so they don't trust him. And now Tyler certainly definitely doesn't trust him. And Tyler also now knows Scotty is not somebody who he can control, right? I mean, he's no Caitlin. He can't get in bed and cuddle up with Scotty and everything will be okay. And so I think then that makes Tyler also super suspicious. So really, Scotty is doing himself no favors by not really picking a side of the house and trying to keep the two sides going against each other, because I don't think he is as clearly in the middle, maybe, or maybe he is in the middle, but he's just so, you know, he's going to be the pawn and the person that is targeted by both sides. So really, I just don't understand the point of this move and how he's trying to build his game and relationships to move further.
This whole
a big move, Taryn.
Yeah, and this whole exactly. Brent likes it because it's a big move. I think that's the bottom line here. He still hasn't even admitted the vote to a lot of people in the house, and they're just letting that happen because he's HOH. But the second he's not HOH, obviously the other side is still targeting the level six people for the moment. But I definitely agree with Liana. I don't really understand where Scotty thinks he can go in terms of like going one side, going to the other side. Tyler's plan is working because he is firmly with level six. The level six does not question Tyler. They trust Tyler. He has maneuverability within that group, because he's never flipped over. He's never done anything that isn't loyal to level six. Scotty, on the other hand, has done all these things. Whoa. They know about the core. He made that vote, and they talk about him all the time, and they just don't trust him.
Most of these conversations happened before the nomination ceremony. I'll just say that.
No, so a lot of them happened after.
I know, but what we're talking about right now was before. And they went into the storage room and danced their flipping asses off because they were excited about what's happening.
Of course.
I think that they trust him a little bit more than they did earlier in the day. And hopefully that can be rebuilt.
Of
course they're going to be happy that it wasn't people from their side. And I think that it's possible that they are going to be able to rebuild this trust with Scotty. But I just don't understand why he would do something to put that trust in jeopardy in the first place and then try to go back on it and have to work to repair it. Right. I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a super cohesive move. Like Scotty has a real clear plan moving forward. I mean, maybe he is also Team Good Feeds and he's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go after the bros. Under the, like, I'm revenging Steve, like hashtag revenge, summer of revenge of Steve 2018. I don't know. And that's sort of the guise that he's operating under and then is going to go forward with his bro plan. So maybe that's what he's thinking.
Yeah. And I think there's nothing wrong with applauding Scotty's move because you think it's great TV and it's what you wanted to see happen. But it doesn't have to be the best move for Scotty too. We can say like, maybe this wasn't the best move for Scotty, but I'm definitely rooting for it because I'm really happy about the outcome. Sam, Tyler, and Casey are going to have some conversations about Sam's power. This is earlier in the day. Just to like sort of track, because Sam is going to have a journey today about how she wants to use her power. And at first she's talking about how, there's a time limit here. So, be careful. We got to be careful about how it's used next week. She says, I don't want to use it this week. I don't want to use it on the bros. I would only use it on you guys or Scotty or Caitlin. That's how I see it. And what we need to do is that one of us needs to win HOH next week so that we can control who doesn't go home. She really wants them to win HOH so that they can control who they send home and then therefore use the, she feels like it's very important to her, the person that she uses the power on, and she doesn't want to use it on somebody that she doesn't like. So she wants to send home someone she likes, I guess, in order to use the power on them, which it doesn't make any sense. She essentially wants one of her allies to have their HOH to be completely nullified, which is a huge disadvantage. And it's a really, really dumb plan, only to be trumped by her later plans in the day.
Well, what's difficult about this situation is the fact that it has to be used, right? So it is for sure going to be used next week if she does not use it this week. And so she's sort of trying to hedge her bets where it's like, okay, well, if it does have to be used, I don't want to save someone who's on the other side, because they'll definitely be saved. But again, it's just a chance. I mean, I know we think it to be probably a gimme. They're definitely going to come back into the house, but it's still a chance. So, but she is really hung up on this. I mean, we'll talk about this, but the potential of using it this week to make sure that you're using it on somebody from your side, that's definitely a possibility. But, you know, she obviously has a very select group of people she wants to use it on.
Yeah, and I think that Tyler is not pushing as hard as he maybe should be pushing here, Taryn, to use the power, because honestly, I think he's trying to keep it in his back pocket in case worst case scenario Armageddon happens, you know, Rockstar or Bailey win HOH next week, and then he is out pre-jury in week four. I think that's probably why he's not pushing. He really should be pushing here, though, because there are a variety of different things that can happen next week, but I think most of all, he needs to save an ally this week, and the bros certainly expect that the power should be used to save them if they end up needing it in the end. And I'm still, boy, Winston was an absolute mess yesterday, and I can't imagine if he actually, I mean, more than I could have ever hoped for, honestly. So if he actually figures out that, you know, there's a good chance him or Brett is going to go home, he's really going to be like, look, that invoice is due. You need to, you know, use the power on me. And of course, she doesn't want to. The more you try to force Sam to do something, the more she doesn't want to seem to want to do it. Like, she's very into the whole heart thing. Like, who are her friends in the house? And I don't think she gives a shit about alliances, honestly.
Yeah, the power, I do think, is a lovely carrot for Tyler to dangle in front of the bros, as they're like, whoa, no, power. And so they're concentrated on the carrot instead of outing Tyler. So that's very good for him. However, yeah, like I said yesterday, I really feel like these nominations have put Tyler in a really bad spot, because he is now in this situation where, you know, he should want Sam to use the power, because this is a situation. If she uses the power, saves the bros, then the bros will still be here next week for people to continue to target, especially now that they've made such big targets of themselves. Like, having the bros in the house, Tyler's never going to go before them. That's fantastic if they're both in the house, especially if Bailey has a power to negate one of the level six HOHs. You know, Bailey's going to use that power probably to put up Brett and Winston if they're still both here. However, the fact that Bailey has this power, if Sam uses the power this week, then, as Tyler I'm sure knows, like, it won't be there to save him next week if, for whatever reason, Bailey decides, you know what, Tyler is a bigger threat, I need to take Tyler out. So that's dangerous for him. All of this could have been avoided, that he could have saved the power and the bros if he had just managed to get Scotty to not target the bros. I still feel like it's such a huge missed opportunity from Tyler, because Tyler's method when trying to convince Scotty to target Rockstar and not the bros was, hey, Rockstar, she called you an evil genius. She talked about the core. We should be going after her. But Scotty was like, yeah, but numbers don't work that way.
Right.
I feel like, and Scotty mentioned to Bailey in his conversation with Bailey, and we'll talk about it right after this, that he feels like Tyler doesn't tell him everything. He feels like Tyler is more loyal to Caitlin than he is to him, and that he doesn't say everything. And I feel like all Tyler really needed to do with Scotty was just be honest and upfront. And like, instead of trying to play him and hold back information, just be like, okay, dude, what's our move? How do we figure this out? Here's the information I know. I know that Rockstar is coming for me. She's been talking about us. Like, that's dangerous for us. And we know that the bros are on our side and they're a huge target ahead of us. So like if Tyler had been talking about how they can move forward as a duo, I really feel like Scotty would have been receptive to that. Very like in the same way that Tyler manipulated Caitlin, like Dan manipulated Danielle. He needed to do the Dan and Ian thing where it's like, we're the renegades, dude. We're the new renegades. Like, let's do this. But instead, he kind of like saw Scotty as somebody to be manipulated, and Scotty was not having
that. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is it, Liana. He tried to manipulate him and it wasn't even making sense. Honestly, in the span of about 5 minutes, he tried to say, oh, look, Rockstar's been saying your name. Nobody trusts her. She would be a good person to get out this week because, you know, that would not rock the boat. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, well, you know, if we need a replacement nominee, you know, you can always throw Rockstar up there. I mean, you know, everybody loves Rockstar. No one would ever vote her out. It just didn't add up.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing, is that also he never tried to adjust his tactic, and neither did JC. Although JC is obviously not capable, I think, of adjusting. He just sort of bull in a china shops his way through this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the exact same approach. It was the exact same logic, the exact same reasons. And it was like, okay, so this isn't working. Let's like take a step back. Let's try something new. And then, you know, Taryn, to your point about Tyler not wanting to commit to something, I talked about Scotty, you know, not being afraid to double down. Tyler is also afraid to double down. He's afraid to really get into any sort of more serious like 3% alliance. You know, we had the Talk of the Core, which is a hilariously stupid name and terrible movie. You know, and him, Scotty, and then, you know, there's talk of like Caitlin joining or maybe doing something with Sam. But it seems that Tyler is super hesitant when it comes to jumping into something like that. And I think with someone like Scotty, who he really should have worked on strengthening the bonds with Scotty, because he just used the veto. Tyler just used the veto on Scotty. Then Scotty wins HOH, like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect opportunity to really strengthen a relationship with him and build a strong working bond moving forward.
Yeah. And I really feel like another part of this is, you know, again, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, like where Tyler is, he's very, very good at emotional manipulation. He's very specifically targeted toward that kind of thing. And it's, again, like it's the opposite of Vanessa, where Vanessa was very good at being able to talk strategy and like, you know, talk about scenario. Like she was perfectly suited to work with somebody like Steve and on her season. Whereas she had a lot of trouble with the emotional people. Like it just didn't connect. And Tyler's the opposite. He works perfectly with people like Caitlin, but with Scotty is a super fan. Like he's thinking, like he's trying to think strategically. He's thinking numbers. He's thinking 8-4. I don't like that. And Tyler doesn't have any good arguments against that, because he just doesn't think in the same sort of game theory, positioning sense that Vanessa does.
He could have also dangled, and just to give a little bit more oomph to his argument, which I don't even think he really tried that hard to begin with, he could have shown Scotty Sam's power. I mean, I think that was, why not tell Scotty? You trust Scotty enough to actually want to work with him somewhat. I mean, everyone's going to find out about this power. I mean, half the house already knows, for God's sake. And most of those people are on that side. So why not just tell him about it? But when Sam was talking with Tyler later on, and like, you know, hey, you know, I would use this power on these people, should we tell Scotty? Oh, no, don't tell Scotty. Don't tell Scotty. And I really feel like, honestly, he should have. I think that like if he had said, look, dude, I want to share something really big with you, and just been a little bit more honest, like, look, you know, the bros, you know what? They are lying to you. They're trying to cover their butt right now, but they did vote to evict Steve, but they're a little scared right now. But honestly, we can use them as a shield in front of us. As long as they're here, no one will ever look at us. Like, let's look past that and see what's best for us. You had it exactly right, Taryn. That's what he should have done. And he just couldn't do it.
Yeah, because I feel like the truth favors Tyler's argument. But he hid the truth, and so he didn't have the argument. Bailey is going to have a conversation with Scotty. This is what I was talking about when they were talking about Tyler. Bailey obviously approves of this plan to target the bros. She's very excited about it. Bailey does a very good job in this conversation. I really feel like, you know, now that Swaggy's not here, she is spending a lot more time socializing with other people. I think that they talked about how she had these relationships with everybody in the house, and then they kind of fell away because she was focusing on Swaggy so much. But the foundation for those relationships is still there. So now that Swaggy's gone and she has more time to spend with these people, it's paying off, and she's able to go and talk to them. Nobody's mentioned Bailey as a target in the near future. And she does really good work here with Scotty. Scotty tells her basically everything. Everybody's been coming up to me talking about Rockstar being sketchy. Bailey even mentions, like, you know, week one she did say she wanted to flip the vote and or at least cast some hinky votes and blame the bros on it. I mean, I don't think she did, but she did say that, which I think is going to kind of convince Scotty that maybe the bros are telling me the truth, but it doesn't matter at this point. And then Bailey is asking about Tyler, like where do you think Tyler stands? sense. And Scotty tells her, I think that Caitlyn is Tyler's number one. I'm probably number two or three. Bailey's like, yeah, that's probably right. Like who would be two though if you were three? He's like, I guess number two then. And she's like, that's probably right. So it's again, good conversation. She does some good bonding here. I think that, you know, she seems to be one of the most willing people to just drop this whole hinky vote, core thing and just try to pick up Scotty as a number because she definitely needs him. And, it's definitely a good move if she does, Eliana.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Bailey's second life in the game. I think that it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, clearly she has the ability to build a lot of relationships with different people. I mean, Scotty is somebody who is wildly different in personality from somebody like Angela or Rachel, which apparently Bailey had stronger relationships with before her and Swaggy sort of got together. You know, the other thing, one of the things that happened in this conversation was Scotty was telling Bailey to sort of rebuild this four person thing, which I don't know if it ever was a thing, but it's Casey, Angela, Bailey, Rachel, and Casey, that group of four, which then Scotty seems to use later as a voting block, even though that relationship hasn't been reestablished. But anyway, that's kind of important for later. And then the other biggest thing is, yeah, talking about all of the hinky votes that were thrown out and trying to sort it out. And even Scotty at this point was just like, you know what? I don't care. I really don't care what the situation is. This is what I'm doing, and this is how I'm going to move forward.
Yeah. So Angela, Casey, and Tyler are gonna have a brief conversation where Angela is kind of being informed like the bros are in trouble here, and Tyler is like, yeah, I've been trying, but Scotty just has not been receptive. I don't think there's much more I can do. JC is also going to have a conversation with Bailey. JC is just, he's so all over the place and I kind of love it. He goes to Bailey and he's like, hey, Bailey, just so you know, Scotty's going to nominate the bros. I wanted to tell you this because I feel like nobody's talking game with you. So I want to establish a connection here. He does not stop. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps on going, and trying to, and I feel like there's no harm to this. I feel like he's doing a good job here.
Yeah, I think he's very fun, Liana, because especially like when he was talking with Scotty earlier in the day, he was all like about, well, you know, I really care about you. And, you know, maybe you shouldn't make this move against the bros. It'll really rock the boat. I mean, that might be bad for you. And then as Taryn noted, he quickly comes around to it. And then he says, well, even if Scotty, if you get targeted next week, I'll get the votes for you, as if he can just wave a magic wand and control everything. He really is a bull in a china shop.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he just sort of, I don't know. It's really interesting because there's something about also his accent that he can sort of get away with saying things that maybe other people wouldn't be able to say. Like, I think he was talking to Scotty and he said something about like, oh, OK, well, I just came up here to like put thoughts in your head or like like put ideas in your head or something like that. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not something you should be saying. Yet he can get away with it. And I have heard nobody ever talk about like wanting to target him. Yet he is so boisterous and is talking to everybody and saying so many different things. Like in this conversation with Bailey, he was saying like, okay, well, if you have the app, don't tell anybody. He's like, I think you might have the app. People thought I have the app, but I don't have the app. But if you do have the app, you shouldn't tell anybody. And I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, are you even thinking about the things you're doing? But somehow it's working and I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah, Rob in the chat says he also uses the word minions a lot, which is definitely true.
I wrote that down. Yeah, terrifying.
I will say, honestly, hot take of the day, JC did a lot more to get Rockstar up on the block than Tyler ever did. Oh, JC yeah. was trying to get Scotty to do that. And eventually, as you know, was worn down because Scotty was a brick wall and was shooting everything down and eventually gave in. But he really did try.
Yeah. And I feel like the sort of accent thing is important to note as well, because I do think it prevents it gives a barrier between like JC and somebody else in terms of like their personal bonding relationship, as we've talked about before. But it also is the kind of thing where it's like it's like when you read subtitles on a movie almost, where it's like you're trying so hard to understand what JC is saying that you are not catching up on, you're not catching on to other parts of what he's saying. And that's I think why you're not really like seeing what he's doing when he's like trying to actively right. manipulate you in such an obvious way. Like if this was like Fessy, you know, talking to somebody, you know, like, well, I mean, I really think you should nominate Rockstar, like Rockstar, 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 and Reno Rockstar. I mean, I don't know about Rockstar, but Rockstar.
yeah, I know. Right?
But I mean, like anybody else, else doing that, it would be super obvious. But because it's JC, you're just kind of like, wait, what is he saying? Something about Rockstar. He says he's looking out for me. Okay.
Well, it would help if he had the subtitulos. That's what he needed. As Rob points out in the chat, the subtitulos would have. Yes, they would help him, perhaps, Liana. But I don't know. I do enjoy his moxie, if nothing else.
I don't even know if that would help, the subtitulos, because it really is. It I don't know. It is the words that he's saying, but also sort of, Taryn, to your point about the whole subtext of it all, like the, you know, what is the sort of secondary layer of communication that's not just words, right? It's in the emotions. It's in the body language. That also, there's some cultural barrier or something that's happening because he is just so incredibly forceful. But yeah, people take it in just such a like, oh, sweet, he's looking out for me way. And I think that is really just working in his favor.
Well, two things really quickly. Bailey did note that, you know, after she got done with that conversation with JC, that, you know, she was like, I can't believe he actually said that to me. Like, you know, I'm going to tell you this because I can't remember if it was nobody's talking game with you or nobody trusts you. It was one of those two. I think it was the game one where he was like, nobody ever talks game with you. And she was like, really? Like, I can't believe that. So I know that did not sit well with her, although she appreciated him saying what he did to her. And then earlier, I think last night, Scotty did note that if a wall competition ever comes up, that JC is an absolute lock to win, which, of course, we've been saying since the beginning of the season. So there is a little bit of sunshine on him. Not much, but I think that could possibly grow
too. Yeah, there was a funny comment he made. He was talking to Fessy and Tyler at one point, and he was like, well, I'm not a floater. I'm not a floater because I'm going to win an endurance competition. So don't mistake me for a floater, which I thought was very funny.
By the way, I'll just say, just as a point of fun, my favorite comment from yesterday was Fessy and JC, which is my favorite couple in the house, honestly, Liana. Fessy was like, I was a cute baby back in the day, and JC was like, what happened?
That's intense. The other thing that happened was when they were sleeping. Is that what you were going to talk about?
No, Aaron?
Oh, okay. So when they were sleeping and JC was sleeping in Fessy's bed, and Fessy just picks JC up and like carries him, and he's like this little egg thing. Oh my God, it was so cute.
He picked him up from the bigger one and moved him over to the smaller one, and JC did not wake up, ladies and gentlemen. He just picked him up like a baby.
There was I think this was after the HOH competition. Haley was in a room with Fessy and I think Rockstar and JC, and they were, for whatever reason, they were talking about like would Fessy make a good drag queen, and Haley was like, I don't think so, he's too masculine. And JC was like, masculine? Fessy's not masculine. Right in front of Fessy. He's like, Fessy, like the way he moves, like, no, he'd make a great drag queen.
I love it. Yeah, well, by the way, Vegas for sure did tweet out that JC is a top. So take that for what you will in terms of masculinity. Yeah. I know. Good to know, right?
Bailey, as we mentioned, told Fessy the details of her power, told Fessy not to tell anybody. We'll see how long that lasts. Then Scotty finally nominates Brett and Winston. He puts them on the block. They're pissed. Winston wants to strangle or throttle against a wall.
I want to take that little dweeb and rip his throat out. I want to throw him against the wall, just like in high school.
Okay, great. Now we know what Winston was like in high school.
I'm surprised there were no guns involved in the threat.
Well, the funniest part to me was as soon as feeds cut back after nominations, Winston is laying in the triangle room and he just all of a sudden he mumbles under his breath something about like, I want to break his face or something like that. And then he just goes, Brett. He just starts yelling like, Brett, I need to talk to Brett. And then they're like, no, Brett, like Brett's talking to Scotty right now. No, I need Brett.
Like the thing was, this is useless information, but it's fun, so you guys will appreciate it. Like right after nominations, the feats come back and Scotty's like, you know, hey, I'm willing to talk to anybody if you want to talk. And Brett's like, okay, let's go talk. And so they start walking upstairs and then he says, hey, Winston, do you want to come too? And Winston's like, no, I just want to have a moment with Brett, actually. And as Scotty and Brett are walking upstairs, and there's this shot in the room of Winston by himself looking so pitiful going, Brett,
yeah,
Brett, Where's Brett? And meanwhile, Brett's upstairs saving his own ass.
Oh, so good. It was like a kid in the supermarket who lost his mom. Yes, and like looking Brett. For his parents. Brett, where's Brett?
He was so mad. Good. He was like, I wanted to talk to you beforehand. What happened? Why did you go up there, man? Come on.
So good.
Oh man, they really are a couple. So Brett talks to Scotty. He's pretty calm, you know. He's like, look, I understand. Scotty is saying, like, you're like Paul, I can't let you win the game. He's like, that's fine, you know, we drew a line, you know, it's, we're all good. And then Winston goes up and Winston's like, you made a huge mistake. You better hope I go home, because if I don't go home, I'm coming hard for you. Polar opposite conversations. And of course Scotty's gonna be like, that Brett, he's more dangerous. Did you see how controlled he was, how charming he was? He's so charming, I just want to not send him home, which makes me want to send him home. That's generally how Scotty reacts to Brett.
Yeah, and of course, this was a really bad move by Winston. I don't know, Liana, why he did this. I mean, I know why he did it, but they should have really talked to him beforehand and said, you know, hey, if this happens, we don't know what, you know, Tyler should have gone to him and said, look, we don't know who he's going to nominate. If he does nominate you, don't lose your cool. We can still figure it out. There's still a replacement nominee. Like, it could be me. Like, whoever it lands on, just don't lose your cool. And I really feel like he dropped the ball on that.
Oh, yeah. Winston went full primal. Just yeah. Like he was going to fight. He might have punched broken the door again, just like Brad. Like, I don't know. But yeah, he just went off. It was so, I think my favorite thing was when he was like, good luck at the end after he throws all these threats. Like, it was something, his quote was something along the lines of like, you're gone next week. Zero questions asked. You just wrote your own eviction. Good luck. I was like, oh, okay. Good luck. That's nice. But yeah, so Winston goes full primal. And then, yeah, you have Brett just letting him do that. I think that was the biggest thing. And I don't know if that was like, okay, he's going to go, you know, threaten Scotty and then they'll target Winston instead. I don't know why he allowed him to do that, but yeah, it would have been much better if they had calmed Winston down. And it was actually funny because then JC later that night was calming Winston down, telling Winston that he was acting, you know, too intensely. And I was like, this is not what I predicted preseason, that JC would be calming down Winston.
Right. Well, but the good thing about this happening, though, is that Scotty was able to benefit from the retells of it and gain a little sympathy with some people like Casey and Sam, where, you know, he was like, you know, dude, he threatened me, man. And they were like, that's not cool. So I think, honestly, the chances of Sam using the power on Winston are zero. That is not happening. I think there is a slight chance she could use it on Brett if he is ultimately evicted. But Winston, he just totally blew his chances. Nobody wants to like defend a guy like that who, you know, like, because I mean, it is like high school. They see them the same way. They're looking at the guy who's got the good looks and the body and, you know, the macho guy who's always working out with his bro, you know, picking on the little dweeb guy in the HOH room and standing over him in the retells of it. He was like, he was all standing over me, all threatening, you know, holding his hands like this and looking, you know, looking at me like this while I was sitting here listening to him. I mean, so I don't think that that did any good at all for Winston. If it may have been in the end in that he's so terrible at Big Brother, they might decide to keep him over Brett. But I do think it benefited Scotty a little bit. He might actually get what he wants to happen this week because people are they're feeling bad for him.
Yeah, and Scotty also talked about how Winston said that he was going to make up rumors about me being Hinky Votes. And so definitely
didn't say that, did he?
Definitely don't believe anything you hear about that, because Winston told me he was going to do stuff about that. What a dummy for telling me.
I mean, I only watched that once, but he didn't say that, did he?
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
Yeah.
That's why I thought I was going crazy. I was like, well, I'll ask you.
I'm pretty sure he just made it up to defend against potential, like, he's still trying to get away with this vote. And so he's trying to, like, if you ever hear about anything that I might have voted a different way, just know that's probably coming from Winston. He already said he was going to do this thing.
Yeah, that was the thing, is I heard it so many times from Scotty. I was like, well, it must be true. Oh, no. Like, now I'm falling prey to exactly the thing I shouldn't, because I didn't hear it come from Winston's mouth. So,
yeah, Jessica saying he did say, I know you voted for me. OK, that's where it came from then.
Oh, I see.
Because Winston was like, look, I know you voted for me. I don't know why you're lying about it. It's very weird that you're. So that's like Winston basically called Scotty out on his obvious vote. And then so Scotty took that and lied about the context in which that happened. He was like, oh, Winston said he was going to make up rumors about me because Scotty knows that Winston knows the truth. And he's worried right. that Winston is going to spread that. Okay. Makes more sense now. So Rockstar and Haley are going to have some conversations about who they want to go home. They talked about wanting maybe Brett to go, but they really hate Winston. They also hate Rachel and they also hate Angela. They really hate a lot of people, calling them bees and all sorts of stuff. This is like a trash talk session. But they really want to target these people. And they were like, we'll just keep putting Winston on the block. We'll put him up next to that bee, Rachel. And you know, we're just going to keep going. And I was very surprised because I really thought that Rockstar hated Tyler more than them. But apparently she's got plenty of hate to go around.
She feels, Leona, like they are very haughty, that they are very snobby. They're like the mean girls in high school. And so I love that conversation between the two of them. They were fighting over who is basically more of a bee. You know, they were like, you know, which one of you who do you hate more, basically? And I thought it was really, really terrible of Rockstar to be discriminating against the furniture like that.
Oh.
I know. Oh my gosh. The Angela model is just looking great this year. And it was funny because it was like, well, you know, at least Angela owns the fact that she's a bee. Like, okay, but Rachel tries to hide it, which is so funny because it's like these two people who pretty much have no say over what is going to happen. And they're planning their, you know, how they're going to do it. And they're going to put Winston up every single week till he goes home. I was like, okay, girls.
Yeah. Well, Twitter was living for them at least. So whatever.
It's surprising the amount of hate that Angela and Rachel get in the house, considering like they seem like Angela is just super boring and Rachel seems fairly like normal and nice. Like I don't really see it.
I don't see it either. I think they're both perfectly lovely people. I actually stan Rachel. I think she's great. I wouldn't have been like, I mean, the only reason I didn't want a Rachel HOH Leona was because I thought it would be controlled by Tyler. But I think, you know, honestly, once the game evolves a little bit more, that we'll be standing Rachel in the end. I think she's very fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing Rachel from the beginning. Like, I'm still feeling really optimistic about her, and I'm excited to see her moving forward. There's something about sort of, you know, when you're with somebody in person, there's like an air that the person gives off. Like, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I think maybe they're jealous or just don't like them, you know? Yep. Target them.
I do feel like Rachel definitely has that potential to sort of be one of those standout characters later on in the season if she makes it that far, who like comes out as a comp beast and, you know, everyone's like, oh yeah, Queen Rachel. That's definitely a possibility. Then we'll have Sam, Tyler, and Scotty talking. This is when Sam was talking about how she wants to keep Brett over Winston, because that's what her heart tells her to do. She loves, look, people tell me I love you and I'm like, I don't know. I don't really do love you though. But I love you guys, Scotty and Tyler. I love you. She also makes Scotty promise, pinky swear, that you'll put me on the block if the veto is used. What is going on with her?
No, she was on something. I'm telling you, she found Christmas's old pain pills that were still left in the house or something, because this girl was acting insane, but like in a super calm way, like definitely the edibles or something. I don't know. She's like lying behind the bed, the HOH bed, while this conversation is taking place or during parts of like these conversations. So I really don't understand. My reaction is the same as yours.
Yeah, and the people on Twitter, some of them were coming for me like, oh, you're just a fanboy. You know, you don't see what she's doing here. This is not like, I mean, well, this is like what people were talking about when like the president is on Twitter. Like, this is not three-dimensional chess, people. The Sam is not planning what she's trying to say, okay? She's literally just a terrible player at Big Brother, and I'm afraid we're stuck with her until the final three unless something goes our way, because she's just that bad, Taryn.
Yeah, Go ahead.
I mean, okay, so from my perspective, I was actually trying to think that. I was like, okay, so if Sam goes, Tyler convinced Sam to volunteer to go up on the block because then she'll use her power to save herself, which, you know, I'm like trying to concoct these plans that would somehow make this make sense, but that was definitely not the case. I mean, Tyler was telling her, this is so stupid. You need to go back and unpromise your pinky promise.
I think I can kind of follow her logic, even though it's terrible. I think that, you know, earlier in the day, she was talking about how she wanted to save it for next week. But then I think that over the course of the day, she started thinking about it. She's like, oh, no, that doesn't make sense. It makes more sense if I'm in control of it this week instead of being forced to use it next week. Because, again, I think her main motivation is that she wants to control who she uses it on. She doesn't want to use it on somebody she doesn't like, even if that means she'll go out of her way to make sure that she is the one. Like, she realizes that it's a dumb move to save it for next week when that could screw her over and she's forced to save somebody on the other side. So she's like, oh, but I don't want to use it on the bros. I only want to use it on this select group of people. So how do I get around that? I know. I'll volunteer to go up on the block myself. Then I'll be able to save myself. And then if I save myself, that's a good person to use it on. And then I get to use it now. And I'm not going to be forced to use it on somebody later, which, like, makes no sense. Like, it makes half sense, but it makes no sense that she should just use it. She just use it on the bros. You don't have to be on the block. You don't have to send yourself home in order to use it on yourself. You can just use it on whoever of the bros goes home. It's fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter. I don't understand.
I don't understand either, honestly. And the fly in the ointment, though, is the fact that she, when doing so this week, she's going to leave herself and all of her allies vulnerable for next week because you don't know who the next head of household is. So this is a very weird situation where there's this power that has to be used, Liana, but then, you know, if you use it this week, then it's not there for you next week if you actually do need it. And look what happened this week. Somebody who you can't control, one HOH. What if that happens again? I think in the end, the power will not be used. I think that one of the bros will go home, and then we're stuck with this power next week, in which case I feel like the remnants of the Faute Alliance are screwed no matter what happens, because if somebody from their side of the house wins HOH, then they're going to nominate Tyler's band of people, and that person's going to come right back in the house because of Sam's power automatically activating. On the other hand, if Tyler's group of people wins HOH, Bailey, if she feels threatened, and she likely will then use her power to take over the nominations, and then that person, assuming that the nominations don't change, will come right back in the house. So either way, I feel like the Faute side is probably pretty screwed if this power remains in play, which I'm predicting that it will.
Yeah.
Eat crap, Appageddon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely it with all these powers, it starts to get a little complicated, but it's definitely in Faute's best interest if the power is not used to not win HOH, because then at the very least, all of them will be playing in the following HOH. If one of them wins the HOH, then, you know, say Fessy wins the HOH this week, then, you know, he nominates whoever, the power is used, the HOH is nullified. Fessy is then not competing. They only have like three or four people competing in the next one. Whereas if somebody from level six competes, then they will be ineligible for the next HOH competition. And the power still has to be used regardless to nullify their HOH. The only factor now is Bailey, as you mentioned, might waste her power on a week where it doesn't matter who goes home, because the power is going to be used regardless, which is why Sam's whole thing about like, oh, and then we'll just tell whoever we're sending home that it doesn't matter because you'll have the power. If they do that, then Bailey will know, oh, it's useless. I don't need to use my power this week. So they should be keeping Sam's power as much a secret as possible. The fact that it has to be used for as long as possible, and hope that it draws out some kind of power, and that would hopefully be what they would do, like on a week where they know that the outcome doesn't matter, just speculate who's most likely to have the power, put them up, and then it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter if they use the power to change it, because we got Sam's power to save us.
And honestly, I feel like if Tyler is as good of a player as many people in the LFC think he is, then I feel like he should be able to figure out that Bailey is the likely recipient of the power, because her showman was just evicted. He knows last season when Cody was evicted, Jessica got the power. He knows that in season 13, when Rachel's showman was evicted, he won the America's Vote to come back in. So if you are part of a showman and it's right before jury and there's some sort of buyback or scenario like that, or a power voting America's Choice thing, it's likely that person got a at least a lot of airtime, and in the season where they're talking about people who are trending Liana, he should be able to figure it out. But as far as I've been able to tell, he hasn't really thought much about it.
Well, you know why? It's because that type of thinking is logical thinking. It's not emotional, intuitive. And, you know, he that's what he's clearly demonstrated that he's not particularly good at. Like, he should be able to think through, okay, and somebody who is a super fan, who has seen this, we've seen this happen now a number of times, to think, okay, this is what's most likely the situation based on logical reasons. But I, you know, he's been able to find out about the other powers based on, well, obviously he got one, but then the emotional relationships he's built. So I just think that this is a situation where he might not even bother thinking about it. And then right. if he does, he might not figure it out.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's spot on. And I think that's why he was afraid to push too much with Scotty this week, because he is so, he's all about the emotional, like if I push too much, then I might like the emotional bond I have with Scotty might not like work. And he wasn't thinking strategically like, oh, but if I don't, then I'm in a really bad spot strategically. So I need, this is a situation where I need to go strategic over emotion. And he doesn't really do that. He's all about emotion. But I do agree, Brent, that it should be pretty obvious to Tyler that, that Bailey has the power, because, you know, it's obviously not somebody on his side, because if it was somebody on his side, the bros, you know, the Angela, whoever, like they probably would have said something or used it. Right. Although he knows that his is only applicable to him and that he had no reason to tell anyone. So maybe that's not the case. But he has at least some level, he has some reasoning to suspect that it's somebody from the other side. And if it's somebody from the other side, you have to think it's Bailey, considering the fact that Swaggy just went home in the way that he did. So I have a feeling that he would suspect it. Obviously, JC suspects it. And not to mention the fact that Fessy now knows and that could easily get out. So I think if Tyler wanted to figure it out, it wouldn't be that difficult. He could send in Caitlin. Caitlin, go question Fessy. See what's going on. And Fessy would be like, I don't know. I'm just confused about who's the power. I don't know. And he would totally like give it away unintentionally. So that's what's going on. Sam tells Tyler later on she'd rather use the power on herself than have it be out of her control the next week. So who knows how this week is going to go down? It's kind of hard because, you know, part of me wants like a crazy situation where Sam goes up on the block and then uses the power on herself, because that would be like an interesting week throughout the week. Whereas if Sam doesn't use the power this week, then we are going to have to sit through next week knowing that none of it matters. And that could be pretty boring. So I'm a little concerned about that. But if it is a situation where like Bailey uses her power and then there's a bunch of drama about that, and then there's Vito, and that could be somewhat interesting. But it's definitely concerning, this idea that right from the start we know it's pointless.
I feel like they really dropped the ball, Liana. They should have kept the people who are booted pre-jury in sequester and just made this power something where you got 4 weeks to use it. If you don't use it, then you know, tell them that, you know, it expires, but on the outside, you know, we'll know that a buyback's happening if the power isn't used. In fact, I think this jury, even if you could even tell the recipient that you know, hey, if you don't use this in 4 weeks, the pre-jurors will get a buyback or something, because there are a lot of people that would like to have Steve back in the house if given the choice of, you know, all of these potential people coming back in. So I don't know. I feel like they probably could have done this a little bit better. But on the other hand, Big Brother producers aren't known for thinking through their twists very well.
How dare you? I think from the way I see it, this week is actually the most interesting to me when it comes to this power, because essentially it's like, okay, so crap, we know it has to be used next week. So what do we do in this situation? Do we try to, you know, do we risk it to save one of the bros? Do we try to keep it in case we're in danger next week? Although we are going to have the numbers, especially if we keep Brett or Winston, right? We're keeping both of them in the house. That's another number on our side. So I think that there are a lot of decisions that could be super interesting this week. It just seems like at the moment, at least, they're being dismissed, that it's sort of a like, okay, we're not going to use that type situation. But I could see as the days progress, especially if the veto is won by Brett or Winston and is used, then really this power, the dilemma about whether or not to use this power could be fascinating. But then if it's not used, I agree with you guys, next week, like, we know it's a gimme. So where's the drama?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
Just that today's a very important day, I feel like, because if they can freeze these nominations in place, it's going to make things a lot easier for Scotty to get one of the bros out. I do not think that Sam uses her power. And then everything probably goes pretty swimmingly this week, and we move into next week with the power still in play, which, of course, would be boring for us, but will be settling for somebody like Tyler, who knows that even if the worst case scenario happens next week, that he'll probably be safe in the end with a chance to come back in the house. On the other hand, if the veto is used today, I think that Caitlin is probably the most likely replacement nominee. And that will be weird because Sam has said she will definitely use the power on Caitlyn if Caitlyn somehow goes out the door. And level six combined with Tyler does have the votes in order to send out who they want. So you could have this really weird situation where Tyler may be voting for somebody who he also wants the power to be used on. I don't know what to make of this, you guys.
Yeah, honestly. No, exactly. That's what I'm saying, that if that does end up being the situation, then Tyler is put in this place where it's like, okay, do I try to send Caitlyn home and not tell Sam because then Sam might use the power because I want her to use the power? Or do I just say, you know, whatever, like Brett or Winston, they're going to go. Who is he going to side with? You know, does he still think that Caitlyn is more of a liability, which I don't think he does. I don't think he actually does want her to go home. But that could be really interesting.
Yes. Which puts us in a weird spot, because it's like you kind of want the power to be used this week because it would be a lot more exciting. But then at the same time, it's like that does kind of help facilitate the numbers imbalance. And I don't know. We'll see. But that's all we've got for you today. We will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that goes on today on the feeds. And then, of course, tomorrow night we'll be live with a recap of the nomination episode of Big Brother 20. Very exciting stuff. And then Monday, you got Eric Stein. Tuesday, you got the roundtable. It doesn't stop. Big Brother coverage every day, almost. Basically.
I can't wait for you to give Tyler another 9 next week, Taryn. Should be fun.
I mean, I think you clearly are wrong, Brent. So that's what we've got for you. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. Liana is at Liana Boris. And yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.